Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we are again, sitting before you and your Word, knowing that you desire to teach us and guide us into all truth. So I pray today, Lord, that you'll let us know more about yourself and the way that you are and your Son Jesus, the ways that you want us to be. And that you will give us the power to live according to those ways that are pleasing to you. And we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is, For the Man to Honor. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 6, and verse 7. Haman heard the king's request as to what should be done for the man whom the king would like to honor. And, of course, Haman thought there was no better than he in all the kingdom. As Haman's mind is altered from soliciting the king for Mordecai's hanging, in chapter 6 and verse 7 of the book of Esther, we see the beginning of Haman's answer. We read, And Haman answered the king, For the man whom the king delights to honor. The verse begins, and Haman answered the king. We can almost see the readiness of Haman to answer the king on this request. Haman was already promoted in the kingdom, invited to the queen's banquet, and now his natural assumption was that the king wanted to honor him. Rather than choose humility, Haman was ready to answer the king on this matter. The verse continues, For the man whom the king delights to honor. Haman answered the king with a repetition of the question the king posed. As though to not give himself away, Haman chose his words carefully and specifically because he thought he was going to be the recipient of all the king would offer to honor. Because Haman uses the word delights, we see that Haman was most assured that he was the one person in the Persian kingdom who brought the king delight more than any other. Little did Haman know that he was about to suggest an idea that was the benefit of someone else. Have we ever faced elders and authorities and carefully chosen our words as Haman did? Perhaps we are not in the same situation as Haman, but more than likely we choose words carefully when we are before them. When we ponder this verse, we might think about what it has been like to have expectations in our own lives that are not met. However, we must realize that none of these things are unknown to God. God knows our lives in the past, the present, and the future. And if we were wise, we will rely upon Him for the answer to difficult questions rather than find ourselves in trouble because of our own. Next time, we will see Haman give a full suggestion to the king to honor the man in whom the king delights. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.